bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My House of Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.janicejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
I need a miracle. I need a touch from you. I need something to happen quickly in my life. I need a blessing, Lord, in this recession, Lord. Can you that only you can do now? I need a miracle now. Give me a miracle now. I need a miracle that only you can do now.
I need a miracle now. Give me a miracle.
I need now. Let it fall down on me. Let it rain down on me. Right now. Right here. By faith it's mine.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. I want you to always stay true to your gospel soul. I always have this in my as my slogan, because we have to understand, praise God, all of us went through something different in our lives, so therefore we have a different build as it pertains to our relationship with God. Our road to God, our strengths and our weaknesses, and it's like a certain setup for us. This is the first day of 2020, and everybody's talking about 2020 vision, and this is goal, all kinds of stuff, but what we need to focus on as children of God is a strong prayer life for this year, developing a strong prayer life. She's starting a study, and I want you to definitely be a part of it. Tune in, share the show. Today I'm just going to give an introduction, a short, maybe an ABCD. My introduction is pretty much a good study to start off with. So we're going to be going over this for some weeks, okay? And then after that study, I'm probably going to go into the names of God, because we need to know who he is and what it means to us. And I always do these studies because it's important. I do a study on rejection that'll probably follow the names of God. You have to be familiar with him. You have to know who he is. You have to know how to communicate with him. That's why we're talking about prayer. We're going to be talking about prayer, how to develop a strong prayer life. This year, you're going to need a strong prayer life, because a lot of the seeds that you have sown, you're going to reap the harvest. But if you don't have a prayer life, you're going to squander what God has given you. God has really blessed my gospel soul to be... to spring forth. He's doing a new thing with my gospel soul. And so, yes, 2020 vision, quote unquote, but being smart enough to have a prayer life to sustain me, because there's some challenges that's going to come, because the enemy does not want you to answer the call and be true to the call. Or he doesn't want you to have everything that God has for you. He wants you to squander it off. And so if you're not prayed up, you won't see the enemy coming. Let me tell you something. You know, people try to judge me and my husband, try to judge him, try to judge me. But one thing I can say about my husband, he knows when the enemy is trying to talk me out of my blessings. And he knows how to talk me right on down off the ledge. Come on. And I mean that spiritually, because God is – when. We love to say God is doing a new thing, but we don't understand that when God is doing a new thing with us, our faith has to be increased to that level, because we've never been there before. You have faith if it's a situation you've been in before. You know to believe God for it. But how about when God is about to take you into the unknown, uncharted territory, place you've never been before? What does my faith have to look like? That's where praying comes in, fasting comes in, and seeking his face. I don't want to start off the year with a whole let it play situation. I want to start it off where it needs to be started off, and that's with helping you develop a strong prayer life. Now, let's pray, and I'm going to believe God that what I share today becomes it's planted in your heart, and you're able to take it, and you're able to use it to grow. Amen. So we're going to pray, amen, hallelujah, that God will open up your mind and get you ready to receive the word of God today. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you right now for this word. I thank you, Father God, for obedience. I thank you, Father God, for letting me know that today is no different from any other day. It's a day that people's minds are open to new experiences. So, Lord, I ask that I decrease, that you may increase, that the word that I share today, the lesson, the teaching that I share today may stick to someone's bones spiritually and grow them. And we thank you for it right now in your son Jesus' name. So we're talking about, I'm going to get into this study. And in this study, again, it's how to develop a strong prayer life. There's nothing wrong with going into your archives and pulling out some study material that can help you be a better you spiritually. We go through the year, like we went through 2019. I saw on people's timelines where 2019 whooped them. You know, they got on there, that they got a picture of a woman in a bad wig, and they say that's 2019 if it was a wig, you know. They got different things. They really went through a battle in 2019. A lot of people at the beginning of the year, they let things go, or they let people go, or they cut sever ties, and they do all of these different things. They, well, at least they say they do. But the one thing I never read is that I want to be stronger in my prayer life. And I know I need to be stronger in my prayer life. Some of us feel like we have arrived. You haven't arrived unless you are, God say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You know, and I don't think none of us have gotten there yet, okay? So we want to make sure that we get our minds right and spiritually. So we're going to go through this study to the end. And this study is a thorough study, people of God. Let's start off, first of all, I'm doing a lot of reading. And let me tell you something, I might trip over my words, fumble and all of that. That's okay. As long as you get the information. So, today, let's start with A. This is the introduction, A. It says, prayer has different expressions, such as intimacy with God. Intimacy with God includes prayer, reading the word, and fellowshipping with the Spirit. Now, if you don't have these three things going on in your life, your prayer life is going to be weak. I'm telling you, your prayer life is going to be weak. Amen. They say if you don't pray for a week, you're going to be weak. Amen. If you pray, I forget how they put it, but the more you go without prayer, the weaker you get, and you take on worldly things. You begin to cater, compromise, and this begins to not, your conscience, like the word of God said, begins to be like seared with a hot iron. In other words, you begin, that's not so bad. I can do that. I can get away with that. But we have to get in a place where we pray and have that conversation with God so much till we can discern what's good for us and what's bad for us spiritually. Amen. Sometimes we cannot, our discernment is off because we have not had that, like we say, one of the expressions is intimacy, such as intimacy with God. Includes, how can I, some say, well, what does that mean? That don't sound right, being intimate with God. That's because your mind in the gutter and you need to be delivered. What we're talking about is that intimacy with God where you are in a, like I say, prayer. That prayer, that conversation. Lord, help me. Lord, I need you today. Lord, I give my day back to you. I believe I did a video about commanding your morning. When you get up in the morning, I'll sit up sometimes on the side of my bed, and I'll be like, oh, Lord, I thank you. You gave me another day. Lord, you did it again. You woke me up again. Lord, what would you have me to do today? Lord, what is to come out of this day? Lord, move me out the way, and you do what you need to do. Because I'm going to tell you something. Me and my flesh, I'm no good. a lot of us need to come to that realization. If you're in your flesh and your own mind, you'll be all over the place. One day you'll be this way, the next day you'll be that way. And my husband will tell you, and the Spirit of God is not on us all the time. Some of us think we glide on the Spirit, walk on the Spirit, we walk on water, we got a staff in our hand to part the Red Sea 24/7. No, ma'am. No, sir. Spirit of God is not with us always. That's why it's important to pray. It's important to get your mind ready and equipped to deal with the things of this world so that you'll know how to react and deal with people, with situations, and with circumstance. Because sometimes, praise God, we forget in the midst of a storm, you be sitting there and you get the panicking. That's where your prayer life and the intimacy with God will kick in and take over. But if you're not praying, if you're not reading the word is a reference. The word is testimony. The word is strength. The word is power. And it will help you. It will help you to stand. The word of God says, when I've done all the stand, it says, when you've done all the stand, stand therefore. You know, if you can't do anything else, stand, hold your position. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I used to play basketball, and my coach used to tell me, plant them feet. You know, and what she was saying was, no matter, you know, because we'd be so quick to move. She said, you plant those feet. So people, you know, people will follow you. You plant. So I had to learn how to plant my feet. And I find myself sometimes in the gospel where God has to tell me, be still. Be still. Well, I get to changing this and changing that and moving this and moving that because my anxieties and all this have kicked in. But if you read the word of God, it even says over in Philippians 4, where it tells you, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything is prayer and supplication. So the word of God is our reference, it's our tool. It's our, you know, like Batman has a tool belt. He has that little yellow tool belt around his gadget or whatever, around his waist, you know, so he can come out of whatever he needs, go ahead and get it going. All kinds of gadgets. That's what our Bible is for us. It's that toolbox that we can go in and whatever we need, whatever, even if we're at a place where we don't understand, you go into that Bible and God will give you understanding. And sometimes he'll tell you it ain't for you to understand. Lean not to your own understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. It builds up trust. It builds up faith. Amen. And I like this, fellowshipping with the Spirit. Sometimes, praise God, you won't even know what to pray. Sometimes you'll just lay there and cry. Sometimes God will just give you a hum. Sometimes I'll just have my worship music and I'll be in meditation. Amen. While he's talking to me, praise God. Now, the next, it says number two. Now, we just talked about intimacy with God. Another expression is interceding for revival, justice, or social transformation, okay? Also referred to as contending prayer. Contending prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the next one is called providing prayer, covering for individuals. Now, When we provide prayer for other individuals. Now, don't get me wrong. I just said number two was interceding for revival, justice, and social transformation. All right? That's in your prayer life. We're going to get into that a little later on. That's why I kind of passed by, because we're going to get into that later on. Because we are in a time in our world where we need to learn how to intercede for revival, for the saints, come on, amen, justice, amen, y'all know what's going on in this world, and social transformation, amen. Number three, prayer covering for individuals, which is intercessory prayer as well. If some people that are sick, ill, can't pray for themselves, or just folks that God put on your mind, not for you to call them and say, girl, God told me to call and pray for you. God wants that intimate connection with you, so you'll know, let me get on my knees right now and pray for them, or let me take a moment and pray for someone. He may, God will drop somebody's name in my spirit. He'll drop a vision or a dream. And it, some dreams he'll say, call and tell them this is a message. Or he'll say, pray for them. But how do I know which one to do? That comes through intimacy with God, prayer, reading the word, and fellowshipping with the Spirit. Amen. Now, the next one, number four, is praying for the sick. Amen. Praying for the sick. Now, not everybody is, you got to know your lane. And I'm praying this year that everybody stays in their lane. Because this is what happens. When you're on the freeway, in order for the freeway to flow like it needs to, everybody needs to stay in their lane, you know, and signal when they have to get over and all this. So it's an order to things. Amen. It's an order to things. So when we go into these different, I'll call them lanes, come on, praying for the sick, it's an expression. It is it takes you understanding where you are. It, for example, if I know I'm going through something, I'm sick in my body, then I wouldn't lay hands on someone else that's sick. I would call somebody and say, I need you to intercede for sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so. They're going through this, and I'm sick right now. So I need you to intercede on their behalf and mine as well. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go to it says in this way we encounter God, we do the works of the kingdom, and we change the world. Amen. Through these four, intimacy with God, interceding for revival, justice, and social transformation, providing prayer covering for individuals, and praying for the sick. Amen. That's A. So you take your notes, that's A. Now B, a consistent prayer life is essential. Only through a lifestyle of prayer, I like that, a lifestyle of prayer, can we receive the fullness of what God has provided for us. You know, some of us, we are on the brink of God giving us everything that we need. But it seems like something is missing, and you're wondering, what's the missing piece? Your prayer life, that intimacy with God, that conversation with him, that fellowship with the Spirit, that's what's missing. Amen. I tell people, I say, don't get mad, just say, ouch, and improve. You know, improve. This is not, if we can get out of that place where we only God can judge me. I say that two-part mentality, only God can judge. If you can get out of that place, then you can get what you need from the Lord. You can get these breakthroughs. You can get your financial increase. You can get your family where they need to be. You can be that example to your son that causes him to say, what must I do to be saved? That causes him to go off and get his work done and do what he needs to do. Come on. That'll cause your daughter to line up. Let me tell y'all something about prayer life. Consistent prayer life will cause a lot of things to come in order. But if you're not praying and you're not seeking God, see, most of us, all we have is our hand out. We just want God, bless me, Lord, bless me, Lord, bless me, Lord. But we're not giving God any time. We don't want to give him time. We don't want to give him Bible study. Let me tell y'all something. I scheduled a Bible study for my ministry. Let me tell y'all, and I'm going to be honest, I scheduled a Bible study for my ministry, and nobody shows up for Bible study. Nobody shows up but everybody shows up on Sunday, and they want to testify about what they're going through. Let me help you with something. Bible study is necessary. Bible study is more necessary than Sunday morning service. But we don't understand that Bible study is the fellowship. Bible study is when we all come together and get the word, get it in our spirit. Sunday morning is when everybody come together, look good, praise him and worship and send up praises. That's that when we're sending up that sweet smelling savor to the Lord. But during the week, that Bible study is that when we're communing and we're fellowshipping and we are assembling ourselves to become one and become strong in the spirit. A consistent prayer life is essential. We don't be. Only through a lifestyle of prayer can we receive the fullness of what God has provided for us. I'll read that again. Only through a lifestyle of prayer can we receive the fullness of what God has provided for us. Your commitment is to seek to spend at least 1 hour of prayer a day in any of these four expressions. So let's see. Let's look at our expressions. So if we gotta take an hour to spend, say you wanna start today off, you take an hour to spend with intimacy with God. That means you're gonna either pray, or you're gonna read your word, or you're gonna fellowship with the Spirit. I'll say meditation. Amen. Or you're gonna intercede. You're gonna intercede for social transformation, justice, or revival. Okay? You're gonna spend an hour covering somebody in prayer. That's your family, that's friends, that's gonna be your hour. Okay? Or number four, you'll be praying for the sick. You always need somebody to pray for the sick. You hear people say sick and the shut in. It's our duty to pray for those that can't pray for themselves or that are going through. That's our duty as saints of God. So you make that commitment for your first week, week in January. Now let's look at this. See, what is prayer? It is talking to God. It's just as simple. It's talking to God. And a lot of people, I don't have time to pray. How do you not have time to pray? Sometimes my body be so tired in the morning. When my alarm go off, I just want to but guess what? If my eyes open, my mouth can open and say, Lord, I thank you for this day. Lord, cover me, keep me. Lord, I thank you. You are awesome. Let me tell you something. When you pray, first start off magnifying his name. Lord, you are holy. You are great. Lord, you are wonderful. Lord, you are the creator of all things. Just magnify him. Then after you magnify him, and really your skeleton for prayer is the Lord's Prayer. It says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's the magnification right there. Hallowed be thy name. Amen. So if you follow that skeleton, you'll be able, even if you just say that prayer, you say you approach the throne of grace, that's how you approach it, amen, with the Lord's Prayer. Now watch this. It's talking to God. It says it is at the same time a great privilege, a fierce struggle, and a powerful miracle of the Spirit who helps us in our weakness in prayer. In other words, amen. Whatever area you're weak in, whatever area you are lacking in, God, through prayer, that's where we are strengthened. Through that connecting with him, that's where, how we are strengthened. I was watching this show with my husband. Me and my husband, we watch a lot of different shows. And in the show, it was a robot that was dying. And the robot could live and be transformed into a better robot and strengthened if it could just connect with the source. Y'all already know where I'm going. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of us are weak. Some of us are deformed spiritually, if you will. And the only way to be transformed, the word of God says, is by the renewing of your mind. How is your mind renewed? Through the word of God. Hallelujah. Through prayer. Glory to God. Amen. That's C. Prayer is talking to God. Amen. And it releases that powerful miracle of the Spirit. And the Spirit is a a being who helps us in our weakness. Amen. He helps us in our weakness. D. We're going on to D. Prayer is so necessary because it causes our spirit to be energized, releases God's blessings on our circumstances, and results in real change in the church, nation, and society. So how can we pray for a great nation when we haven't dealt with the nation that is on the inside of us? Come on, amen. Said a man that can't run his house can't run the church. Amen. And when he's talking about man, he's talking about man. People say he's talking about a man. You know, he's talking about man. If you can't run your house, how can you run the church? And how can you tell somebody about healing? And how can you do this when you don't believe it for yourself? Amen. You can preach the word all day long, but if you do not exhibit, amen, what you are preaching, it's hard for people to accept who you are. I have people today, you know, I try to explain to people, it is about what people see you doing. Because you are a minister. Everything you do is ministry. And you can't be doing a bunch of word stuff, then turn around, Lord, Lord, Jesus, Jesus. Come on. You're going to live it, like one of my sons said, you're going to live it for real. Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer is necessary. Amen. It's necessary. You want to see change? Pray. Get your spirit man energized, and it releases the blessings of God on you, not just your circumstances. Amen. But it brings real results and changes in the church, nation, and society. Let's look at E. This is good to me. Honey, you enjoying this word?
Amen.
Amen. My honey enjoying the word. Let's look at this. It says, prayer is a place of abiding in Christ. I'll read that again. Some of us need to understand about abiding in Christ. Because he said his word, if you abide in me and I abide in you, come on, amen. I'm going to read that in just a minute. John 15:5, one of my favorite scriptures. And I got a lot of them. So just pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah. Prayer is a place of abiding in Christ or connecting with the Spirit that energizes us. Amen. That energizes us. This reads just like before. But watch this. To the love of God, which is the first commandment, which causes us to overflow in love for others. Second commandment. Amen. See, a lot of us don't know how to love one another because we don't understand the love of God. We're not abiding in Christ. We want to love people like we were. Well, my daddy loved this way, so this is how I'm going to love people. That's not going to work. My mama loved me this way. This is how I'm going to love people. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. You got to love people like God say love people. You got to forgive. He say you forgave them. Okay, well, forgive them again. You help them before. Well, okay, well, help them again. Come on. When you show the love of God, let me put it like this. You are given over into your spiritual bank account. Some of our spiritual bank account is so overdraft, it's ridiculous. We don't give love, show love, but we want God to show love for us. We want God to bring us out. We want God to have, Lord, have mercy on me. But we don't have mercy on anybody else. We want God to understand our plight. And Lord, I got a thorn in my side. But we don't want to understand anybody else. We don't want to give mercy. But we want God to give us all the mercy. We are spiritually bankrupt. My God. Hallelujah. Insufficient funds. My husband say insufficient funds. Come on. You're trying to make a withdrawal and ain't nothing in there. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now watch this. In John 15:5, it says, he who abides in me bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. Now watch this. You ever ran in place? Talking about you headed somewhere? But you running in place? You on the treadmill? Come on. You feel like you're on a treadmill, or you see the rat on the wheel, the hamster on the wheel. He's not going anywhere. That's how we look to God. That's how we look to God. We are just running and not going anywhere. My God. Amen. Hallelujah. It says you can't, without him, you can do nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why he said in his word, he said, you'll get before him and you'll say, then I cast out demons in your name. Then I do this in your name. Then I do that in your name. You know, he said, depart from me. I know you not. It's like identity theft. You know what I'm saying? People are just getting a whole bunch of stuff in Jesus' name. You know, and God said, I don't know these people. Come on. Hey, man. Look at this. We're going on to F. Amen. So make sure that you understand that prayer is a place of abiding in Christ or connecting with the Spirit that energizes us to the love of God. Amen. Let's look at F. It said prayer was never meant to be duty-based or merely result-oriented, but rather it is the place of encounter with God, where our spirit is energized, that word is again, as we grow to love him more. My God. So what are you saying, Pastor Jay? I'm saying that it's about love. You can't fall in. Let me tell you something. There's no way I could tell my husband that I'm in love with him and I don't spend no time with him. I don't know nothing about him. I don't know what makes him mad. I don't know what breaks his heart. I don't know what makes him happy. I don't know what he won't stand for. I don't know what he... There's no way I can tell you I'm in love with you. And I have not had a conversation with you. I hear people always say love at first sight and all these different things. Never, haven't met your parent. You know, just no type of intimate, that expression, intimacy at all. And some people think that sex is intimacy. No, that's not intimacy. Intimacy is a whole nother level. Intimacy is communication. It's heartfelt. It's enduring. It's a level of caring that's like none other. It's that agape love that God has for us. That's why when we pray, that's us communicating with him. And not only builds our love and trust in God, but it shows God that we trust him. It shows God that we, amen, that we have time for him. How would you feel if your spouse or the person that you're dating or are interested in never have time for you? But they show up talking about, can I have $5? Can you pay my light bill? I got this. But they don't want to go nowhere with you. They don't want to talk to you. They don't want to come over and spend no time with you. But something break down, they know they got favor. Watch this. Oh my God, I just stepped on somebody's toe. They know they got favor. So now they knocking on the door. And you're gonna give it to them. Why? Because you love God. I'm not talking about folks that's just, they're not gonna give it to you. I don't care. I'm talking about those that are really in love with God are gonna help you, not based off of your relationship with them, but based off their relationship with God. In other words, your spiritual, your relationship lacks intimacy. It lacks fellowship. It lacks connection. Amen. Glory to God. I believe I made that real plain. How you feel about that one, honey?
Oh, yeah, it's real plain.
It's real plain, ain't it? Amen.
Never understand nothing.
Now, let's see. It's a place of encounter, and I like that word, too. It's a lot of folks that have not had an encounter with God. You think that when God pay your light bill, that's an encounter. No, it's not. Oh, when God came through, he may not come when you want him, but it's right on time. You think that's an encounter with God? No, I'm talking about when you are in the spirit. Amen. Listen, let me tell you something. When I... receive the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Amen. I was in a place where I needed an encounter with God. I didn't come to God asking for him to pay a bill. I was broken. I was contrite, like the word say, and I humbled myself. And guess what? The Holy Spirit, my God, hallelujah, it went from my head all the way to my feet. Glory to God.
In your bones.
You feel it in your bones. And guess what? It says when the Holy Spirit come upon you, you shall receive power. Lord have mercy. That's the encounter that I'm talking about, praise God. Amen. When you get up, they say, when I looked at my hands was new. I looked at my feet, and my feet did too. You never understand that until you have an encounter with God. That's why it's important to have a prayer life. You cannot expect, praise God. And then what we do is, like I talked about, being spiritually bankrupt. We keep asking God and asking God and asking God and Lord, have mercy on me, and grace got me covered and all this kind of stuff. You got to understand that your insurance is going to lapse someday. It's going to lapse. You might get right up. They going to give me a grace period. I'm going to ride for, listen, your gas tank will be on in you. I got 2 more miles on this. I can get to the, you're going to be on the side of the road with your thumb up trying to get somebody to help you. Come on. You don't want to wait till you are, destitute. You don't want to wait till you're in a desolate place. You don't want to wait till then. Go ahead and get yourself, you know, full right now. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like this. Amen. That encounter. Amen. Energizes. Amen. Now watch this. It says it positions us to be energized to love God and people by receiving God's love as a father and a bridegroom. Now look at this. We're going to our next letter. Let's see how many minutes we got left in the broadcast. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Let's be good to my spirit. Praise God. Amen. Oh, Jesus says, we love others better as we encounter God's heart. Now, I'm going to tell y'all right now, if you got a heart condition, my God, oh, Lord, some of y'all don't realize you got a heart condition. If you got a heart condition, that's that condition that you only love people out of a condition. Come on, I got 14 minutes. You only love, it depends on this. As long as you do this, that means you got a heart condition, okay? Amen. You got some stuff going on in there. Now, watch this. But when you had an encounter with God, it helps you to love people out of a godly heart. Amen. We do not have to give up our prayer time to make time to minister to people. We can do both. Both of us can seize time for the kingdom from the time we spend on entertainment or in gaining extra money that we may not really need. In other words, when you messing off time, let's just say it like my mom, you said, you're messing off time. You know, when you taking time to just, because sometimes I'll just be sitting in my recliner. My husband got a recliner, I got a recliner. I just be sitting there. The Lord let me know, he said, right there, you could be reading my word. You could be praying. You could be doing something that connects you with me. So you be full. You never know when a storm is going to hit. You know, sometimes we think we got it all figured out and I'm all right and I'm okay. Ooh, I feel good. I'm okay. Your natural body may feel good, but your spiritual man may be weak. I always say weak as ice water, but I don't think ice water is weak. It might be. But your spirit man may be weak. And whichever one you feed the most, that's the one that's going to rain. You know, whichever one you feed the most. You feed your natural man the most, guess what? You're going to be cussing. You feed your spiritual man the most, guess what? You're going to be talking in love and edification. The words that come out your mouth going to go edify and build people up. But I found this out. That's why I tell people, I say, don't sit around and act like y'all all perfect and, Lord, I don't do nothing and I am shundo and hundred of side and all this kind of stuff all the time. There's some areas that you get weak in, and you need to be praying and seeking God to build you back up to where you can stand. See, it's them little, what did it say, them little, foxes that destroy the vine. I forget how they say it, but it's in the Word of God. It's the little things. Y'all think it's a great big thing, but it's a little. I'm gonna miss prayer here, and I'm gonna not do my word here, and I'm gonna. And before you know it, your whole prayer life, your whole spiritual man has suffered because of those little times that you could have been spending in prayer. Now I'm gonna do H. And how to develop a strong prayer life. And then I'm going to let y'all go for the day because tomorrow is Thursday, and I'll be doing, going on with the next, well, I could do eight, let's see, I could do the next three, hopefully, because tomorrow we'll do practical issues in developing a consistent prayer life. Okay, let's look at eight. It says prayer. Let's see. Prayer that leads to intimacy with God protects our spirit from that from being burnt out. As we minister to many people over the years, our spirit man can burn out. That's why prayer is necessary, so that you don't go through that time where I just don't want to do nothing. I just can't do it no more. Oh, I just got to give up. There's no such thing as a retired pastor, a retired minister. Our life is ministry. And I hear people, oh, I retired. You retired, okay? But you will burn out. If you do not get yourself that breakaway and get that hour, get that time with God, you will burn out. Amen. Watch this. Our prayer life serves as a buffer against spiritual burnout. Maintaining a heart, a heart connect, I like that, with Jesus is the lifeline that enables us for decades to sustain our ministry of winning the lost. So maintaining that heart connection, because I'm going to tell y'all something, and people hear me say this all the time, yo, mind and your heart don't match up, you're in trouble. Your mind can be saying, I need to be preaching or praying. Your heart can be saying, but I want to go to sleep. I want to follow after this guy that I'm stalking. Let's keep it real. Your heart and your mind, if it don't match up, that heart has to be connected to God. See, let me tell you something. It's through God that all blessings flow. All the things that you desire, praise God, filters through God. You want it to filter through God. Believe that. You want your husband to come to you through God. Believe that. You don't want him to come through way of the ghetto, the streets. You don't want him to come through the way of Pookie Pee Wee and they homeboy. You don't want your wife to come through the way of the strip club. You know, you don't want your wife to come, well, I just met her on, you know. You want everything to be filtered through. You want God to make a way out of no way. Come on, amen. Lord have mercy, I'm just trying to help you today. Amen. But it's through a heart connection. When your heart is not connected and your mind and your mind is not renewed, your heart is not connected to God, you about to make some decisions that's going to mess some things up. I'm telling you, amen. He's our lifeline, amen. He's our lifeline, and that lifeline enables us, and I know I always read it over, it's okay, enables us for decades to sustain our ministry. Amen. Of what? Winning the lost, healing the sick, and doing the works of justice and compassion. Hallelujah. Amen. So what? We got to be connected to God. We got to have a heart connection to God instead of instead of a heart problem. Come on, amen. Let's look at I. We got a couple more minutes. Hold on. Let's look at I. Let's see where we at. We're at 7 minutes. Amen. Why does God want us to pray? He wants us to connect with his heart, in deep partnership. Therefore, asking God for everything is a foundational principle of the kingdom. We must specifically ask, not just think about what we need with frustration and desperation. We must ask. I like that. Amen. We must ask specifically, because sometimes we are asking out of a desperate place. Lord, please, Jesus, please, Lord. I just don't want to. That's not from a place of trust. That's from a place of being desperate and needing a fix right then. You know? That you're not asking out of confidence and power and favor and a connection with him. When you know that, like they say, when you know that you know that you know, come on, amen, that God will bring you through, you're going to ask with a different posture. You're going to ask with confidence. You're going to ask with authority. You're going to ask like you know your Father is going to come through for you. Glory to God. But when you got so much stuff going on in your life, you know you haven't prayed, you know you ain't doing what you're supposed to do and all this, you praying out of a place where you're not quite sure he's going to do it for you. Let's be real. Let's be honest. Amen. So you want to make sure that you got that connection. Amen. In Philippians 4:6, it says, in everything by prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. Prayer and supplication. Let your request be made known unto God. Now, I like this right here. We're going to J and we're done with the introduction. There are blessings that God has chosen to give, but withholds them until we ask him. In this way, he protects his relationship with us by not answering until we connect with him by asking. I like that. That's Isaiah. Let's read Isaiah 30:18-19. It says, the Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you. 19 says, he will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. Now, if that ain't plain, I don't know what it is. Amen. That's Isaiah 30:18-19. It said, the Lord will wait. He'll wait. He'll have what you need. Honey, he'll have what you need. See, God, because we ask him, he don't force our will. But he waiting right there for you to connect with him. He say, just, you know, baby, you be trying to plug something in, you can't quite see the plug. And then somebody will say, just over a little bit more, over a little bit more. Okay, right there. He's waiting on you to connect. Amen. He's waiting on you. Praise God, amen, to call on him. It says, amen, he will be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. And when he hears it, he will answer. Amen. Prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to My Gospel Soul. Amen. Happy New Year. Happy 2020. Vision for 2020. Praise God, amen. Developing a strong prayer life. I'm believing God to do great and marvelous things in your life. But remember this, you have not because you ask not. Amen. And how do you ask? You ask him through connecting with him through prayer. We call that intimacy. Amen. That time that you spend in fellowship with him, the Spirit, praise God. Amen. And letting him know, praise God, how important he is in your life. And trust him. And watch him work a miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. In your life. God bless you. And Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares.